Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's head over to Lake Houston now. Let's check in with our good friend, John Littleton, see how he's doing this morning. Morning, John. What's up, bud?
Hey, good morning, sir.
Hey, man.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Trying to figure out
I'm
how
high and
to
dry
this.
And warm.
Well, I don't know where you're at, but...
I'm in a controlled environment this morning.
yeah. Well, I am right now. I'm sitting in my truck in my driveway.
Yeah.
But trying to figure out how to get this seat warmer into my boat. So,
wouldn't that be nice to have that in your boat, a seat warmer like and a steering wheel warmer?
Yeah. You know,
surprised Basscat or Ranger or somebody hadn't come up with something like that yet.
Oh, I'm sure they have, you know, somebody does. I tell you what I do, and I have done, it works. You know, you can buy those warming cushions to put in your chair. Like, you know, I use them for deer hunting. You know, you can sit on them, and it warms them up. The problem is, whenever it gets like that, I've usually got on too many layers of clothes that that warmth will never reach my body. You know, it gets blocked by five layers of clothes. But, no, I heard you talking to Tommy, but we start our tournaments tomorrow. You know, it never fails. We didn't have anything last weekend. We ended up hunting, trying to kill something, and that didn't work. All we saw was does and... You know, nothing shootable, so...
Right.
You know, because I... You know, they have youth week, you know, this weekend, so... you know, I've got to go out there and try to catch me a bass or two, you know. I'm telling my partner, I think if we can get three fish, man, I'd be just great if we could get three this weekend. But... Mm-hmm. We'll see. You know, those things gotta, you know, they're like, you know, deer and everything else. They still eat. You know, they're just not going to get out there and you know, run all over the place chasing bait and all this. They're going to be nosed up to a tree or a boat dock or a stump or a brush pile, and you're going to have to make multiple casts or pitches or flips. And you know, I think I'm going to start off with a jig or something and, you know, just try to put a teaser right in front of their face and see if one of them will eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But You know, they're just not going to chase a buzz bait or spinner bait or crank bait or something like that. So the water is way off color, and majority of, I'd say probably 90% of the lake. So, you know, it's pretty muddy. The water temp's in the low 60s. You know, it's just going to be rough for a lot of people. You know, everybody got to fish same conditions. So, you know, we just go out there and bundle up and, you know, look like the Pillsbury Doughboy all bundled up, you know.
Yeah. But, layer up.
Yep.
Peel it off later. But, hopefully you can. It gets warmer during the day. You can just peel that stuff off. But.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if you ever had this happen, Mickey, but I went Sunday and I trim up my motor to get the transom saber off, and heck, it don't want to work. You know, it goes up and stops, up, stops, up, stops, and then down the same thing, you know. I think it was just too dadgum cold. You know, it's what I thought. So Monday, I ended up not even going because I thought, well, man, I don't want to get out there and motor not go up and down. And, you know, I'm just not going to go. I put it, you know, didn't ever even took it off the trailer. And so I called my mechanic Monday, and he said, oh, you know, just run it by. I'll check it real quick. And I did Wednesday, and it ended up being that switch there on the motor.
The relay, you know, under the cowling?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, usually that's what it is. So, mercury, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, usually it's one of those relays. You got an up one and a down one, little black ones.
Yeah.
That plug in.
Yeah.
Even I can change those.
Well, yeah, that's what he told me. You know, I said, well, I don't have one in stock. I'll order you one. He said it should be here. You know, it might be there today. I don't know. He said in a couple of days.
Yeah.
And he said, John, you don't need to leave your boat. He said, you can change it. And he showed me, you know, it's real simple. So, yeah. But you know, I never even thought. He said, does your tilt and trim work on your steering wheel? And I go, well, I didn't even check. You know, so I went up there and it worked fine.
Yeah.
So, you know, he said, yeah, he said it's that little switch relay thing there. So, but I thought it was just too dadgum cold. It didn't want to operate, but, you know. But I'm not mechanically inclined for stuff like that. So, you know, I'd say old saying, you got a guy for that. And I'm sure you guys got your guy for that
right
type of stuff, too. So, yeah. But no, we're going to go out there tomorrow and, you know, just see what we can do and ride around the lake. And, you know, there'll be some fish caught, you know, there's no doubt, you know, there'll be some fish caught.
Yeah, I thought y'all had a tournament this past weekend.
No, you know, if there was one, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, well, I probably misunderstood you. I've talked to so many people.
Yeah.
I've got so much going through my head. I probably just missed on that one.
Yeah, yeah. But, no, we start this Saturday is Angler's Quest. It's a team tournament. Then next Saturday we have our Lake Houston Anglers Club tournament. And then next Sunday, we have an individual tournament. So I finally finished my schedule for this year, and I got 27 tournaments that, you know, now a lot of them are, you know, Saturday and Sunday tournaments, you know, like next weekend, there'll be a team tournament on Saturday and the individual on Sunday. So, you know, they add up pretty quick.
Yeah, they do.
But, and then, again, like y'all were talking, we got weather next week, you know. So
yes, a couple of fronts next week. And
yeah.
Well, it's winter. Winter's finally here, man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Mickey, it's like with everything else, you know, in life, I guess. If you play the weather on whatever it is, if you want to go play golf or tennis or fishing or whatever you want to do, you're going to sit at home a lot, you know. So, you know, what does James always say? It's not bad weather. You just got bad gear.
Bad gear. So, you know, that's right. Well,
yeah.
I don't care how good a gear you had yesterday. There's no way I wanted to fish in that mess.
No.
I promise you, we were getting wind gust yesterday, especially in the evening. It had to be up to 50 miles an hour with rain in that cold 37 degree. That's miserable.
Right. Yeah, my team partner was going to go out. We're going to fish out of his boat this weekend, and he was going to go out yesterday. And
nope.
He called me about 9 o'clock, and he goes, man, I said, that's fine. We know where we're going to go and what we're going to do. And, you know, hey, if they're there, we'll catch one or two. And if they're not, we'll donate. You know, I mean, we'll start the year off donating. But, you know, that's how it is. But, yeah, it was not a day. And I'm sitting near my truck. It's 35 degrees. The wind, I can see the little trees moving a little bit. And my windshield wipers are on like mist. You know, yeah. I mean, it's not raining, but, you know, we got a mist. It does build up a little bit on the windshield. You know, yes. In between the swooshes. So, but I think, you know, today we had talked about maybe going out around lunch or something today, but I don't know. We'll see. I'd hate to go out there today and catch a 5-pounder, you know, that I might could catch tomorrow anyhow.
Yeah.
So
don't educate him. Well, tomorrow's going to be a lot nicer. It'll at least the sun's going to come out tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll help.
Yeah. I think, you know, it's like with you guys, too. A lot of this stuff is mental. You know, you just get it in your mindset. Oh, it's cold, it's windy, it's raining, not going to catch nothing. Well, guess what? You're not going to catch nothing. You know,
you're going to have a lap freeze in the morning.
Head.
Yeah, you know, you'll have a light freeze, and then it'll warm up to about 51 with that sunshine.
Yeah, one of the best tournaments I ever had in my life was years and years ago on Toledo Bend, and it was so cold and windy and raining, and you would hook a fish, or you'd just be reeling your line in, and your line would freeze in your guides on the reel.
Oh, yeah, the guides would freeze up on your rod.
Yeah.
You have to stick it down the water to thaw them out.
We broke, you'd sit there and have to shake your rod tip in the water, you know, 2 feet down to get the ice unfroze, trying to reel in your bait or reel in a fish.
Oh,
you know,
man.
It was horrible. I was on Table Rock. Yeah, I was on Table Rock in a BASS, and I've told this story before, you know, in fishing championship day, and we had to go buy, that was back when you buy the old golf shoes with the metal cleats on them. We had to go buy some to stand on the deck of your boat because your boat deck would freeze up. You couldn't even walk up there. You know, and we'd have to jump around on the deck of the boat and break the ice and get it off your boat and then stand wearing those, you know, golf cleat shoes.
Golf spikes.
And, yeah, that was old days where they still had them.
Yeah, I still
I
got an old pair out in my shop.
Anymore.
You know, I was looking at the other day. I said, man, I can't believe I didn't throw those old golf spikes away. Now it's all soft spikes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Our soft spikes and artificial greens.
Sounded good when you walked across the park, cart pass with them. Just like when you played baseball, got your steel cleats on.
Yeah, the sound was good.
So, the old familiar sound. Oh, yeah. I'm a ball player.
Yeah. Yep, I know it. But we're going to go catch them, Iggy. The lake's in pretty good shape. I mean, it's still all in all. The water level's good. The water temperature is not that bad, you know, low right. 60s. You know, the lake's a little off color. You got to get, you know, I haven't seen or heard of any good water north, you know. I mean, as far as when I say good water, I mean, you know, that you can see a couple inches.
Yeah, deep, relatively clean, yeah.
Yeah, but on the south end, you get back in some of those pockets, you know, and all the fishermen know where they're at. You know, there's a couple pockets that you go back in about halfway and the water's decent.
Yeah,
you
know, it's better water, no doubt.
Yeah, a little bit better water.
I don't think y'all had enough rain up your way to probably change anything. You might have a little bit of stain next to the banks.
Yeah.
Not a lot. Might be enough, you know, to help you. All right, John. Yeah. Well, hey, buddy. I wish you the best, and y'all try to stay warm if that's possible. Get that good gear on.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got it pulled out in my garage. So,
okay, buddy. If somebody wants to call you, throw them the number out, my friend.
Sure. They can call me on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just
all right.
Give me a call or send me a text.
Just one more cast. All right, buddy.
That's it.
See you,
later,
man.
Mickey.
Later.
All right.
Bye. All right, that's John Littleton up on Lake Houston. Time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this kind of a slimy Friday morning. I don't know how else to spin it. But anyway, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to Texas City. Let's check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont, see how he's doing this morning. Good morning, David. How are you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. And it sounds like we're synced, man. It's 520 here also in Texas City.
Well, it's probably safe to say you're not out on the dike this morning.
At this minute right now, no. It's one thing I'm not going to do is, well, I'm not going to say that I'm not going to lie to you because we're all fishermen and we reserve that right. But it's just plain nasty. And it's just it looks like we've got a little bit of break in the rain. I don't know. It'll probably be a few more sprinkles before it's all said and done. But we've had our share and we've had plenty. And right now, looking at about 38 degrees, probably a kind of a rubber stamp all up around the coast, I imagine. But it's got a little bit cooler than what I anticipated. I kind of thought we'd probably hover around in the 40s, but it's been a pretty good little old cold snap. What do you say?
I would have to agree with that 100% and more.
Yeah. I don't take a whole lot of stock in those feels like temperatures. You know, whatever the thermometer says is pretty much what I go with when I hear about these feels like temperatures. It's 38 degrees, Mickey, but it feels like 72 because my tailbone's planted on the couch.
I'm with you.
Those feels like temperatures can be deceiving, but you get out in this wind and I think you wouldn't argue the point too much. The bait flags are really whipping. Kind of surprised to even see any bait flags flying, Mickey, but the fact of the matter is there hasn't been a big demand for any live bait here this week pretty much. I think about a dozen live shrimp would hold us through the whole day today, but there is some available, and for those brave souls that would want to go out and give it a shot, there'll be some bait for them. But as for me, I think I'm just going to do a whole lot of watching. I watched good a little luck, bit of that yeah. I watched some football last night. Did you catch
awesome
any of that game?
Golly, that was good.
Yeah.
You couldn't write a script any better than that.
Wouldn't it be nice if the game that's going to be on today would come down pretty interesting. It looks like the Longhorns aren't favored by any shape, means, or fashion, but sometimes all that goes out the window. All it takes is a couple of crazy plays to kind of turn something around, but we'll see what happens anyway. But I'm hoping it's a good game. That's all that matters.
I'm with you. As long as we're in the hunt, the whole game.
I mean, well, things along the dike have been absolutely just like everywhere else here in this immediate area, just kind of stinking. I mean, this weather's kind of shut things down. It just hadn't been. I'd have to go to Liars Anonymous to get a fishing report for the dike. It's just non-existent, you know. But it's to be expected, and we always say at this time of year, it's this time of year, and things are going to go south in a hurry with some of these fronts when they come in. And there's a time to fish and there's a time to wait. And I think we're kind of going to wait this one out and see how things go. But I hadn't really looked too hard on the forecast, but it looks like I think our rain is going to kind of ease up. Is that pretty much what you've seen?
Yes, it will ease up fair off tomorrow, you know. Get some sunshine back in the forecast for a change.
Well, that's good. I hope so. Anyhow, we need a little bit of a break, kind of wring things out a little bit, get some of the moisture out. It's been kind of grim, but that's all right. I just this kind of weather, I always gain a little bit of weight because I don't do anything besides sit there and feed my face and eat. But we'll make that happen either way. As far as I mentioned bait and stuff for Boyd's, they do have a little bit of live shrimp, and I don't know if they've got any live finger mullet, but I don't think it makes a big deal anyway. But the store's open. They have been closing. We've been open 24 hours since as far back as I can remember, but they did shut down a couple of nights this week because, my goodness, there wasn't anybody in the store except for the folks working. And so they sent them home and let them get a little bit of rest. But they're open back up, and they'll be probably open all night this weekend and then kind of get a grip on things for this next week to see how things are going. If the weather lines out and gets a little better, they may extend those all-night hours again. But in the meantime, they'll be here to take care of the folks and all that good stuff, fish and tackle and all that good stuff there on display at the store. And anybody that's forgot all about getting a fishing license, now's your time to get right. And they have fishing licenses available there at the store as well. I went out and ate some fried shrimp and fried fish last night. I'm not going to say where, but it wasn't Boyd's, so I'm not going to say where. But that's the first
Shame
time we went out.
Hey, here's a little man, chili for the Cajun grill, man.
I had to have a fix, and where we went was closer to the house than rolling on down to the dike. But
right.
I'll pay the price. I'll pay the price for that. All I can say is it wasn't as good, but it filled a void, and that's all that matters. But I just had to have a little bit of seafood, and had to have it in a hurry. So we ran down to the local place and grabbed something. But next trip, we'll make it back down to the grill and see what happens. They've been cooking up crawfish, Mickey, and people's been happy about that. And the prices have come down a bit, and hopefully that will remain. And but it's not always easy to tell, because this cold snap here, I don't have a clue what's going to happen. I tell you what, I don't think it's going to help things, but in terms of the crawfish availability, when you have a sustained lower temperature like this, you start dropping that water temperature pretty quick. And over there in those, I'll call them rice fields, but just about now it's crawfish ponds, with or without rice. But they, we'll just have to kind of wait and see how the catch is. I didn't go back to the warehouse to see what was happening, and I'm pretty sure it was probably already said and done by the time I made my pass by the back end of the store. But we'll see how things go. I'll hear a little bit more later on. But the grill, oh, man, the grill cooked a bunch of crawfish yesterday. Jason had some crawfish, and he threw some prices down yesterday. That was in comparison to how the prices are running this early in the season. Just stupid. I mean, just crazy. Just prices were really down. We're talking about
nothing
several
like
dollars.
Last year. Remember this time last year, man, it was just ridiculous. I said, man, I'm just not going to pay that for ditch bugs.
Oh, no. No. No way. No way. And so this year, we're ahead of the game, and knock on my head, and we'll just kind of hopefully watch and see how things go. But the grill was pumping out some cooked crawfish yesterday and the day before also. But I think I got a couple of numbers last night, and it looked like the crawfish sales doubled from the day before. Now, as things get closer to the weekend, that kind of happens. But yesterday was very good. I think with the way the weather was and everything, people wanted something hot and good in their bellies, and the crawfish kind of fit the bill. So they came by and grabbed up a sack, and I say a sack. They serve these cooked ones even in a plastic bag nowadays. And they come by and got the crawfish and some of the trimmings that goes with it. It's been good. But we'll kind of see what's on tap for today. I haven't heard anything, but if folks want to check Facebook, Boys One Stop, they can get the latest and the greatest as I get it. I'll try to pump something out. We had an ad this last week early on where we had some crawfish we were wanting to sell, and so I put a giveaway, the first free sack giveaway of the year, which is unheard of this time of year. But Jason said, hey, let's do it. Let's do some moving and shaking. So, my goodness, we had a lot of people that punched a little comment in on the Facebook deal in order to get entered into that. So I'm going to grab a name out of the hat today, and somebody will get their first sack of crawfish for no charge. So hopefully that'll be something that happens early and often this year as we hopefully come into an abundance of crawfish, Mickey. But
that'll be sweet.
And in the meantime, we'll keep doing what we like, and that's getting some of those big 9-12 wild caught Gulf of Mexico white shrimp and cook them up any way that we want. And so I'm looking forward to doing that. This is a good day for gumbo. That's all I got to say. It's just a good day.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that's being made the last few days with this weather. I bet it's a bunch.
Oh, man. There's been some gumbo being made, and some of that etouffee and anything else that what those Cajun chefs can come up with. they can really, as they say, they really put their foot in it. They really know how to cook that stuff and do it right. But anyway, Mickey, no fishing report that I can give out, but I'm sorry, but we'll do the best we can in regards to coming up with something. But big uglies, black drum, will be rearing their ugly heads here in short order, and there'll be a bull red or two caught along the way, and then fish along the rocks with some dead stuff and get you some of them old sheephead, get some convict fish, and take them things home and try to figure out what to do with them. But in the meantime, we'll watch this weather and hope for the best.
Well, I'm with you. It's 'tis the season, my friend. Well, Dave, it's always a pleasure talking to you. And we'll get a break in this weather. It'll turn around, and fishing will return, and everybody be happy.
Yes, sir. In the meantime, we'll tune in to Captain Mickey on this outdoor show. You just can't
work,
beat this,
man.
With a stick. Can't
bring it.
Y'all take care.
Just
I wish y'all the best.
Boys.
Yeah, they are. Everybody be safe and careful on the roads. My goodness, it's a mess out there. Y'all take care and hope to talk to you again this next Friday.
All right. Well, give them some Boyd's one-stop info. Somebody interested in cooking up this weekend. Good weather for it.
Thank you, Mickey. Carefully make your way down to 227 Dyke Road, right at the base of the Texas City Dyke. And as I mentioned, I think we'll be open all night tonight. But call that number, 409-945-4001. There's some sort of a recorded menu on there. Boyd's has gotten just as fancy as everybody else on having them punch this to do that, if you're lucky. And find out what you need to know. But in the meantime, just be careful on the roads, and I look forward to seeing you fine folks again real soon.
All right, my friend. Well, Dave, have a good one. Always a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week. Stay high and dry, buddy.
Thank you, Captain.
Later, man. All right, that's Dave Fremont down at Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. And folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Well, welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch. It's a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, bring your clients, let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything for you, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, sporting clays, to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at rustyhookranch.com. That's rustyhookranch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:38 here in the Bayou City. Final segment already. No better way to finish up than with Captain Steve Hillman. Let's check in with him this morning. Good morning, Stevie. What's up, bud?
Oh, nothing. Just trying to wake up.
Yeah, well, it's a hard morning to do that.
Kind of sluggish. I'm a little sluggish this morning.
Yeah, this sleeping in weather, man.
Yeah, it is. It is. You know, I don't ever watch TV hardly at all. And I watched a little bit of football, a little bit of that game last night, and then
wasn't that a great game?
Well, yeah, what little bit I watched, and then I watched the rest, the recap this morning. But what I did watch a bunch of, because I was about four episodes behind, I got all caught up and on Landman.
Oh, Landman, I got to get caught up on that. That's, man, what a great show. That hits home. That's my kind of kind of series right there.
It's a good one.
It's great, ain't it? Billy Bob, he's a character. Perfect guy for the role.
Oh, no doubt about it. But now, me and Kimberly, well, she was only like one or two episodes behind. I was like four. And I got all the way caught up last night, but I'm paying the price for it this morning. But
oh, well.
Hell, I don't fish anymore, so got to do something. I haven't fished all week.
Well, I mean, I can't blame you for that.
No, I mean, there's some places you could have gone.
Well, yeah, how miserable you want to be to go catch, you know, just fish. Sure, if there was 8-pounders jumping the boat, I'm with you. Put me in.
That's like a buddy of mine called me yesterday. He said, "You fished it all this week?" I said, "No, I didn't have any tournaments." That's the only reason I would go if I was in a tournament.
It's tournament weather, isn't it?
Yeah. But, no, it's just, I don't know, little miserable for me. But I got a lot of stuff done around here, so spent the day before yesterday on the tractor redoing my road. You know, every year I got to spread crushed concrete and get the road gets all pitted up, you know, get those big potholes and stuff and cut it all down. And yesterday put all my slicker gear on and went out there and went through all of it to get the, you know, when you get that recycled crushed concrete, you get those little pieces of metal and stuff in it. Anyway, went through all that yesterday and just did a bunch of nothing really. But
well,
I've got a few trips every week, but hopefully we get some weather.
Need a break.
I don't even know what it's supposed to do next week.
Two more fronts.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
It's not going to be as bad as this week, but it's still going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that water temperature. I was looking this morning at the weather deal on my phone. I think it was at Eagle Point. Water temperature was showing 46.5.
Yeah, 46.
Yeah.
I can believe it. It's been cold for a stretch now.
Mm-hmm. Did you get out this week?
Well, you a wise guy or something? You know better than that.
Oh, man.
I'm just not that mad at him anymore.
No, I hear you.
Not fishing this mess. I'm good.
We used to do it a bunch, though, but I fished last Thursday and Friday. You know. Just, you know, we
grew up.
Yeah, no kidding. Grew up, got old. But now, last Thursday and Friday were carbon copy. Same fish, same area, same results. Timing was the same. I think Friday had men training his boys. And we started out real slow. There was no current. It was blowing a little bit. It was blowing about 18 or 19.
Yeah, it was.
Out of the north-northeast. But we were pretty protected where we were. And there was some bait, but I think we caught one 18.5-inch trout in the first 2 hours. And I went running around everywhere, checking on this, checking on that, and nothing. And I don't know how many times this happens. It happens a bunch, especially
come back
these days.
To your first stop and get them. Timing.
Bingo, Johnny. We ended up right back where we started. It is. And we ended up right back over there. And I don't know, man. It was, probably like 8:30 or 9. And they lit up a little bit. And we caught, I don't know, 6 or 7 real fast. And few little ones, but the keepers were really, you know, they were nice trout. Quite a few 18 and a half, just
nice,
thick
solid little keepers.
Yeah, for these days, you know, just thick fish. But and you know, hey, the funny thing is,
you know, man don't have a lot to work with this day and age, you know, with a 5-inch slot. I mean,
right. But funny thing is, and I was telling men and them where we caught those fish, same time of year, same spot, 10 years ago, we caught a lot of 5 to 7 pounders right there.
Well, yeah.
You know? I mean, in the exact same gut that I was in and everything. But And I'm sure there's one or two unicorns swimming around in there, but I don't know. But we bounced around again. I left there. It slowed down, and we hit three or four other areas, and, man, just couldn't get anything going and ended up right back there again. And we didn't set the world on fire. We ended up, I think we caught 14 legal fish and about 10 throwbacks, and that was our day.
Well, some days you just got to peck your way through a trip. I mean, that's
– yeah. Yeah, but
even
the tide never really got.
As a fish, there was days like that where you just had to peck, 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 peck.
Yeah, and the, you know, the water temperature got up to almost 63. It was before these fronts,
right?
So these fish just they didn't want to start snapping. You know, they just didn't have anything to really trigger them. I think there was a lot more fish there than what we caught, and we caught every single fish on a. On that Laguna shrimp, Bass Assassin, every one of them, on just a conventional 8-ounce jig head. Yeah, pink, man, that clear water.
It's hard to beat this time of year, man.
It really is.
I remember pink mirror lure days, you know, in the cold of winter like this. Man, those big trout used to slam that bait, man.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it was a fluorescent pink or the SHP, either or.
Mm-hmm.
Pick your poison.
No, it's a good bait, real good wintertime bait.
Mm-hmm.
That and that one we used to throw a lot too in the winter was that, I don't know the number, you'll know it. Matter of fact, I think you have a nickname for it, but that white with a red head.
Yeah, number 11, Old Woody.
Number 11, Woody, that's
Old
right.
Woody.
That's right. That was a really good one in the winter too.
Especially when the water's clean and clear, man, that at 11's, it's killer. It'll catch some big fish, man.
Yeah, I know. We were back, man, I don't know how long ago this was, but I had Haley Matthews and Scott Metzger. I remember it like it was yesterday, and it was probably late December, maybe early January, and it was dead calm. There was only two boats back there. It was really cold, and we were kind of out in front of the spillway out in your neck of the woods, and just over good clamshell hard spot out there, and water was air clear. You see 4 or 5 feet down, and there was no wind, hardly any current, and that's the color that we were throwing. Well, me and Haley were throwing that color. Scott was throwing that chartreuse back, gold side, chartreuse belly, that one, the mirror lure.
Yeah.
And we were probably in 5 foot of water, and we couldn't buy a bite. And Robbie wasn't too far from me. He was probably 150 yards, and they couldn't hardly get a bite. And I trolled for some – I think I saw a mullet flip, like not even really flip. You know when it gets real cold?
Yeah.
And those mullet, they don't jump. They just – you'll see a little flicker. They don't even come all the way out of the water.
Right.
And, but it was the only thing I saw. So I trolled over there maybe 30 yards. And we caught two good trout, and then nothing. And then I trolled again, and we caught a couple more. And I figured it out, and I've been doing it every day since,
since. Yeah, I know what you mean.
That you can actually use your boat to help trigger a bite. And I don't know what it does. I don't know if it moves the bait, if it changes the angle of your lure. I don't really know, but it works. And I called Robbie and I said, man, try trolling 20 or 30 yards and then cast, you know, and see what happens. And he started catching. He was 150 yards from me. But it happens a lot with salt plastics too. You know, you'll see when you're trolling and one guy will be late reeling his lure in and he'll stick one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what the deal is. If it just gives them a different angle, a different look, and it just triggers
might,
a bite.
Stir them up and push them around a little bit. You know, get them moving, and then
yeah.
trigger.
But
a
have
bite.
You noticed that? Have you noticed that through the years?
Hey, I had Shannon Tompkins one time. Pete and I did. We were on Dow's Reef, and we had just been smoking these fish, and he needed a column for the week, and. I got him to come down. I didn't have a trip, and we went out there, and, man, we're beating our brains out, throwing mirror lures. And Pete threw out the back of the boat while we're drifting across a reef. He just kind of threw out to get some loose line off his reel.
Yeah.
And boom. I said, that's a fluke. He did it again. He caught like four in a row like that. And I remember the article, he called it trolling for trouts, what Shannon called it. We were having to throw out behind the boat. Our boat would drift across a reef and stir those fish up, and they'd eat our lures when we were just, you just throw it out behind the boat and hold your rod tip up and don't reel, and they'd just smack it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was pretty strange. Works. But that's all I could figure is those fish were laying all over that reef, and they wouldn't, they wouldn't get, they were just lethargic. You couldn't get them to move around to feed or anything, but when you did drift over them in that 6 and 8 foot of water, it would stir them up, and you'd trigger a bite. It's crazy.
Right. Yep.
Fishing,
I can remember.
Fishing.
It's crazy. I remember in East Bay when we used to, you know, that stretch from Hannah's going back towards Pepper through the tide gauge, you know, over your neck of the woods on the east shoreline, you got the North Ridge. Well, over in East Bay, where I'm talking about, just called it the Ridge, remember?
Right.
That long stretch, that long finger of shell.
Yeah.
And I can remember late in the summers, like August, September, when you really couldn't, we started kind of easing our way into that transition, and we would idle or troll down that ridge and make those fish slick and then turn back around and catch them.
Turn back around and catch them. Spook them and catch them.
Spook slicks. I think it's amazing. It's just, it's crazy to me how you
stir them up.
I can use the fiberglass to kind of trigger a bite.
You know, when I talked to Jay this past weekend, Watkins, he was talking about that in Mansfield.
Oh, really?
You know, they'll be waiting and the bite will go south on them, and then somebody will drive by and stir the fish up and they'll start catching them.
Yep.
The boat will come by on plane a little bit close to them, and then they'll start nuking them.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, we've all seen it. I remember on the North Carolina West Bay.
It's just fishing.
it is neat, though, to see the little idiosyncrasies, little bitty things that you really wouldn't think of would matter, but they do, you know. But it does. It sounds so simple.
Well, we used to do that back in the pocket, man. Them old drum and redfish being in big herds out there, and you couldn't get them going. And you just start your engine up, put it in neutral, push the binnacle button in, and start revving it up real loud and just make them blow up all over, and then everybody throw out and start nuking them.
Uh-huh.
Stir them up.
Oh, yeah.
Stir them up.
Yep.
All right, Stevie. Well, hey, man, I'm glad you got out of bed to take my call this morning.
Heck yeah. I'm going to go right back to bed.
I'm right behind you. I'm not far away from that. Somebody wants to go fishing with you this winter, give them a number, man.
Yes, sir. 409-256-7937.
You got it, brother. Did I send you a picture of Blaine's deer he shot yesterday?
You did. Oh, my God.
How about that old warrior? Him and Brian Barrera are on a roll right now.
They killed her right by the house or something, you said?
Yeah, off the porch. On a doe.
Jeez.
250 yards, smackdown. All right, buddy. Man. See you,
all
man.
Right. All right, thanks, Mickey.
All right. All right, unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. Be back in the morning, 4 a.m., bright and early, right here at Sports Radio 610, KILT Houston.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy.
I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Get it? With the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.